Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with Monday Night Raw, broadcast live last night on USA Network from the XL Center in Hartford, Connecticut. In the main event, Gunther defeated Sheamus by submission in a King of the Ring opening round match.
Sheamus' knee did not allow him to get all the pro bonus to go. Gunther was in the kick out. And now the attack back on the injured leg. Half crowd in. Sheamus' fingertips away. Drag back to the center of the ring. Gunther locks it in again. Sits down onto the spine of Sheamus. Sheamus trying to drag his body and Gunther's body to the bottom rope. How much does Sheamus have left? How much does a Celtic warrior have left?
How much does the King of the Ring need to shape?
And he has to tap.
Also advancing in King of the Ring tournament matches were Jey Uso, who defeated Finn Balor, and Ilya Dragunov, who beat Ricochet. Balor's original scheduled opponent was Drew McIntyre, who was pulled from the tournament due to his ongoing elbow injury. In Queen of the Ring opening round matches, Lyra Valkyria defeated Dakota Kai, Zoe Stark beat Ivy Nile, and Io Sky went over Natalya. Liv Morgan confronted World Women's Champion Becky Lynch during an in-ring promo segment with Damage Control then attacking Lynch until Valkyria made the save. Also on the show, Chad Gable went over Bronson Reed by disqualification when Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn attacked Gable, and CM Punk addressed the live crowd with a promo taking aim at Drew McIntyre.
Drew, you prayed for this, and I broke your elbow. And if you show up now, or the next time I see you, I'm gonna break your face. And then I'm gonna break your heart. And all this praying you do, I don't know if you're a God-fearing man, but the fact that you haven't shown up yet tells me that there is one thing that you fear. One name, three syllables, CM.
In more WWE news, Jerry the King Lawler is no longer under contract to the company as an on-air talent, according to a report from Mike Johnson. Lawler's contract reportedly expired at the beginning of 2024, and WWE elected not to renew it. Lawler had been almost completely absent from WWE programming since suffering a stroke in February of last year. His Legends contract remains in effect. Aside from a 9-month period in 2001 when he walked out of the company after the dismissal of his then-wife Stacy Carter, Lawler had been under a talent contract with WWE for 31 years, mostly being used as an on-air commentator and announcer, although he wrestled extensively for the company as well, particularly in the 1990s. WWE's in the midst of switching ring announcer duties. Alicia Taylor, who has been an NXT ring announcer since starting with the company in 2019, is set to be brought up to the main roster, according to Fightful Select. The news comes a few days after it was revealed that main roster ring announcer Mike Rome was being moved to NXT. It's not yet known what brand Taylor may be used for, or if she would be rotating with Samantha Irvin. In ratings news, SmackDown Live from France drew a total audience of 2.148 million viewers to Fox last week, according to WrestleNomics. That's a slight increase from the previous week's audience of 2.143 million. In the 18 to 49-year-old demographic, the episode drew a rating of 0.60, also up slightly from the previous week's rating of 0.58. And in WWE corporate news, Chris LeGentle has been promoted and will now hold the title of Executive Vice President of Talent Relations and Head of Communications, according to Mike Johnson. LeGentle had previously been Senior Vice President and Head of Global Communication. He has been with WWE since April of 2021. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the wrestling news podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.